Well, I think it's very concerning. If you look at the whole report, the Education Commissioning Plan and the county-wide plan, there are clearly shortfalls in post-16. There are also shortfalls in most education provision across the county in that period.
And why in particular sixth form places? Is it that there's a particular need? And why is there such a big shortfall?
Well, I think there's a combination of factors. One of them is obviously the change in regulations recently to require people to stay in full-time education beyond the age of 16. So obviously that's had a major impact. And also the general impact across the county of the housing developments that are taking place, which are increasing the demand for places at all levels.
And it is something we've seen a lot in Kent, isn't it? A lot of primary schools having to expand. But then obviously, as children grow up, it sort of works through the school system, doesn't it? And by the time they get to sixth form, is that where the particular issue is at the moment?
There is a very large bulge in the school population going through the system at the moment, which primary have certainly experienced, and that's now moving into secondary. And clearly that will move beyond 16 as the bulge goes forward, yes.
And why is it so important that these places are available for children when they reach 16? Perhaps they don't want to go to college, they want to stay in school and stay at sixth form.
Well, I think it's important for the young people. It's also important for the economy of Kent. If you look at the statistics, Kent does not come out very well in terms of proportions of young people going on to university compared to the rest of the country. And clearly, as we move forward, we need the best educated workforce we can have. And if this gap is there, clearly that's going to have a detrimental impact on the future of the county.
And if we do end up in 5 years' time having this 500 place shortfall, what will happen? Will it be that there's more competition to get into those places?
Well, I think there is always that danger that will be the case. And if that does happen, of course, it will impact adversely, particularly on the vulnerable learners, because if sixth forms become more elitist or more academically focused, then there is a danger that people will be left behind.
And what do you think needs to be done to tackle this right now?
Well, it's a fairly simple solution, and it does come down to money. Post-16 education is funded directly by the Education and Skills Funding Agency, and more money needs to be put into it now rather than waiting for something to go wrong in a couple of years' time.